very good. You did that very nicely. Now, if you bring it up just a little bit there to prevent undue nervousness, just bring it up there. That was excellent. Amazing how the amalgamation of man and machine is almost perfect these days. Just working fine. Right, bring it up there a little bit. Okay, that's enough of that jazz. That's enough. Hey, listen, before we do anything else here, I'd like to ask a question, a leading kind of a question. I don't know whether it's leading or not. It depends on the problems that you have in your house. Dave, any of you in there in the control room, was there ever such a magazine as Captain Billy's Whiz Bang? Did you ever hear of such a magazine? Well, I'm beginning to doubt whether there was such a magazine, actually. I think it might be a creation of my own mind. It seems to me that there was a magazine called Captain Billy's Whiz Bang, and it was... That's a great name of a magazine, come to think of it now. Captain Billy's Whiz Bang. Talk about rampant pop art. it seems somehow, in the back of my mind, it seems that this magazine was vaguely risque. I know this about Captain Billy's Whiz Bang. Every time I think of the name, I feel vaguely guilty, as though that I have been looking at something that my old man had hidden behind the day bed next to the smoking next to the smoking cabinet, and I found it and I shouldn't have had it. But that is a whole story in itself. In fact, I think almost everybody in America here, no matter what his age, has hidden somewhere back.